Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Happy Saturday afternoon, and thank you, as always, for tuning into the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. I want you to join us right here and right now, because if you are hungry, where we are at, they are going to fix it. If you are thirsty, where we are at, they are going to fix it, because they fix hungry and thirsty. And what else could that mean than we are broadcasting live from Cerveza's Kitchen and Cantina on Wetmore Road, in the proximity of a Tucson Mall. Mm-hmm. You know how they fix hungry and thirsty. Come on out here and join us. We are raising our pints high in celebration of all the wonderful local culinary and cocktail stories here on the Southern Arizona scene. And speaking of being on the Southern Arizona scene, if you rise and shine at 6 a.m. every single morning, Monday through Friday, and you turn on this very station, 104.1 KQTH, you are blessed, you are privileged, count yourself fortunate to be within earshot of our celebrity co-host, because he steers the ship every Monday through Friday on KQTH from 6 to 8. He is our celebrity co-host today. Put your hands together for the host of Tucson Morning News, Mr. Mike Rapp. Oh, Mike Rapp, how are you, sir?
Oh, yes, and Tristan Calhoun back on the drive-in today as usual. I wouldn't find a studio with him for that guy. Hey, what a day. Cats are winning. Tigers shooting like a million under par. What is this? It's 2005.
Oh, the planets are aligned.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, it would be a disservice to our listeners were we to continue on in the show and not raise our glasses high in celebration of a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Uh-huh, beauty.
I think my wife went to the bar and pulled us a couple of pints of Modelo Especial.
Nice. And, of course, today we are going to be talking about all the good things at Cerveza's. Boy, I've been looking at the menu. They've got some interesting, well, they can go deep. They got the Flores family and all the crew, and a menu and a cooking memory that is just so deep. You could bring anything to a place like this, and it's going to be masterful.
Deep is the right word, especially when you got Chef Gary Hickey at the center of that conversation. He's going to be with us a little bit later on in the show. But the big news is, Mike Kraft, speaking of Cervezas, for years this has been the Taco Garage. What happens in the garage stays in the garage.
Absolutely.
A story built around the taco and the tradition. But just hours ago, they changed the concept. They kind of freshened things up. They reimagined Cervezas. They got rid of the Taco Garage. It's now Kitchen and Cantina, both with the K's. How does that speak to you?
Well, it speaks to me about, again, what we were talking about earlier, depth in the menu, depth in the kitchen, history in Tucson of forever, for crying out loud here, 90 years, something like that, 90, almost 100 years.
Exactly,
so,
right.
And they've been cooking this way for a long time, and they bring this not only to people here, but they've got a couple other stops up the road. Baltimore? Tell me what that's about, Matt Russell. We got to open a restaurant in Baltimore.
I'm telling you right. You know what? When Ray Flores and the family get together and imagine, you know, where what community needs to
they
have
go
a
big.
Flores footprint, they go big. So I think they're BWI Airport, of course, right here in Tucson. I think they're, well, we can talk about
Gary
about
this.
Up at the Fashion Mall. All over the place. You are within a stone's throw of a Flores concept until it's total global domination. That's what I think.
Yeah,
that's how it's going to happen.
It's about the growth of a good idea that started a long, long time ago. And, you know, all kinds of magical things have happened, of course, in the Flores kitchen. Back in the day, somebody knocked a burrito into a deep fryer. What happened?
It became a chimichanga.
Yeah!
And, you know, and let's just settle things right here and now. This is the home of the first chimichanga.
Was there an argument?
There's a lot of
posers.
Did
you argue with somebody?
There's a lot of posers in this community, you know, jockeying for space to take credit for having the first chimichanga. No, it happened downtown, 1922. The entire story is there. That's honesty. That's truth. And this show speaks for truth.
That's right. And one of the things that is extremely true is they're not afraid of going back into that menu parlor and finding something.
Yes.
And I think, you know what's going on around town right now? I've seen some of the taco places I stop at routinely. They've got the little paper plate with a new item on it.
Yeah.
You stick it on the wall.
That's right.
That's what I always get.
That's called the seasonal menu when the new paper plate goes up.
I think there's an Abadabo fight going in this town.
Oh,
everybody's got it up. Everybody's serving it. It's on this menu.
Everywhere. I know.
And,
everywhere.
You know, that delightful combination of chilies and vinegar. You know, I like that Carolina barbecue.
Yes, you do.
So there's sort of
vinegar base.
There's a collision here with, you know, the south of the border, and it is just a wonderful thing. So when we start bringing some food out here, we're going to go Abadabadoo!
You heard it here first. There's the first hashtag of the show, hashtag Abadabadoo. But anyway, you were kind of crawling around downtown last night. That looked like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. We started downtown in the basement. Usually a lot of people end up at the Bad Luck Club.
Right.
It was pretty much a mortuary.
Literally.
I took a picture of it. I posted it on my Facebook page. I tell you, the room is packed, but you can't see a single person in the picture I took.
You swore it was standing room only.
Yeah. We went upstairs and had a lovely pizza, and then we were off down the street down to Scott.
Scott and Co.
Yeah. And they've got a cocktail lab in there. I mean, they're trying to create life. I never saw such precision, such ingredients.
It's like an apothecary. I mean these are chemists.
My
scientists.
Cocktail rose to the ceiling, and there were lightning bolts on it. It was worth seeing.
But you slept it all off, and you got yourself cleaned up here for this live broadcast.
So thoughtful
of you.
I am so looking forward to it.
But anyway, we're going to be talking to John Aldecoa, Brother John himself from
Good
Brother
man.
John's Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue, because you, Mike Rapp, you are suiting up for a big fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. It's called Real Men Wear Pink.
That's right, and all my colleagues over there at Scripps, and that includes K-Gun and all the sister radio stations, all the guys, we bust it out every year and try and do what we can for a problem that's not about women, it's about families.
Yes.
I mean, there are so many families that get stuck with this, and that's when you start realizing who's running things. When mom takes a step back or grandma takes a step back, you feel it. And it's
for
the kind
sure.
of thing that we need to do something more about every single year until it's gone.
And gone. And finally.
And
yeah.
We're really looking forward to coming up Real Men Wear Pink, making strides for breast cancer thing coming up on the 21st down there at Armory Park. You get to walk through some of downtown Tucson, see the old neighborhood. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun and such a good cause.
But I said, you're not wearing pink right now, or are you? And we just don't know.
You can't tell. This is
Mike,
really a pink shirt. But, you know, you've got that color inversion going at your advanced age. That's resulted in this inability
That's
to distinguish
right.
this hue.
Caitlin, our remote engineer right here, proudly wearing a pink Real Men Wear Pink American Cancer Society lanyard.
Yeah, so
she's playing the part.
That's that Saturday the 29th you were talking about from 11 to 4. You want to come out and have some lunch. Maybe you're a little late in the day, a little early. You know, it's a perfect afternoon. I can tell it's going to be a perfect afternoon sit around and enjoy some of the things that John and his crew have come together with. And hopefully we're going to hear from him a little bit later today.
Yeah, we are. It's happening again on September the 29th from 11 to 4. You can feast on beer, bourbon, barbecue.
Oh.
Those are the three basic food groups on my personal pyramid.
Yes.
And, you know, and there's no stopping. You started your way at the top of the menu, work your way down, and know that every bite, every sip, every breath you take,
yes,
all of it is all going to come together. John Aldecoa and his team are gonna dedicate a portion of the proceeds from that afternoon from 11 to 4 to support you, Mike Rapp, in your initiative to wear Real Men Wear Pink to support Cancer Society.
Well, it's definitely all about the American Cancer Society and their good work. Next time we talk again, I hope we... there'll be somebody else who's said, you know, you look good. You know, you're clear. You can go home. I think you beat this.
Clear is the word we need
and
to
And that's
have.
What we want to have more. I think you beat this. And that's one of the best things about the cancer walk is you meet all these survivors. And they're strong. They're healthy. They're with their families.
And that's
cancer.
That's the
you know
spirit this is all about. We're talking to Mike Rapp. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour in this live broadcast from Cerveza's Kitchen and Cantina. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Brother John himself
yes.
is in the house. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rustic cuisine, there's a promise and a purity that rustic stands for. And One Foothills Restaurant is putting rustic right at the center of the plate. Commoner & Co. Executive Chef Kyle Nottingham says rustic is about those dishes that take you back to a moment in time, a special place, a memory in the making, all what he calls pivotal parts of the dining experience. And Kyle's new seasonal menu is a true rustic reward, like his Southwest-inspired mac and cheese with local chorizo, house-made pasta, and a five-cheese bechamel, and his pan-seared rainbow trout with couscous and a blistered grape and herb salad. His New York strip has also become a quick hit with its fresh tomatillo salsa, as well as his shrimp gazpacho with cucumber, melon, and summer peppers. Commoner's new cocktail menu is also a celebration of the season with fresh, floral, and fragrant expressions of the spirits that we all love. Taste some summer today at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what?
Yes! Our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Tucson's new kitchen and cantina. It is Cerveza's Kitchen and Cantina on Wetmore Road, right next to the Tucson Mall, hanging out here, having a brew or two with our celebrity co-host, Mike Rapp, from Tucson Morning News. Nice to see you at this time of day. I'm usually on the phone with you at 6 a.m.
Yes, well, you know, we do have some legs deeper into the day, so I'm really always excited about coming and meeting with you and all the people who are responsible for a food scene right now in Tucson that garnered all kinds of attention from the New York Times.
Was that fun or what? 36 hours in Tucson, I think it was called.
Yeah, and you come to town and, you know, you think, well, it's you're going to ride a horse and do that kind of thing. All kinds of great things to eat, fun places to go, and, of course, the wonderful nature that that distinguishes us with our beautiful saguaros and everything else we have to offer.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a guy here who's contributed greatly and authentically to the food culture here in Tucson, because when you're talking about Q, Mike Rapp, and I know that you love a righteous rack.
Oh, yes.
You were a Q, you know, part of the Q crew, just like I am. And, of course, it only made sense when you said, you know, what restaurants will I want to partner up with to do what's right in this community?
No-brainer.
For people that are touched by cancer, you said, well, duh, it's John Aldecoa from Brother John's Beer Barbecue and Bourbon. How you doing, Brother John?
I'm doing good.
Nice
doing
to
good.
See you again, man.
Hey, hanging in there.
Well, it's just back from Vegas, right?
Yeah,
just
I got to see Queen.
Flew in from Vegas.
I got to see Queen last night with Adam Lambert.
Wow.
What a show.
You're kidding.
What a show.
Okay,
I've seen bits of that, and it just blows it out the back.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
It was amazing.
When was the show?
Last night.
Well, you look great.
Thanks. Yeah, this kid takes Vegas like a, you know, like a, I don't know, a pro. Nobody laid a glove on him the whole time.
So Mike was talking about this Real Men Wear Pink initiative, getting the community together to do what's right for individuals and as Mike said, families, you know, that are touched by cancer. And, you know, here's an opportunity to get the community involved. And you and I have talked, John, on this show a number of times about the philanthropic culture of Brother John's Beer.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about, you know, your work with the Girl Scouts. And, you know, you're a guy that doesn't say no. When Mike Krapp said, look, let's get together, let's put barbecue at the center of a cause that's going to raise money for cancer, it was just a natural relationship, right?
No, it was a great idea. I'm glad to be a part of it. You know, being a Tucson native, 3-4 generations deep, went to Cholla High School. You know,
Cholla!
I'm a West Sider, you know, and hey, we got to give back to the community every time we can. I think this is a great opportunity to you know,
John, we
bring
were talking the other day about how this hits families. It hit your family as well.
Oh, of course. I mean, all of us have been touched by cancer. A lot of us have family and friends that are survivors. And the great thing about it, because of efforts like this, there's more and more survivors every year.
Exactly. We were talking about that good conversation before you came over about the, when the doctor looks up and says, you know, you're looking really good. I think you beat this thing. And it's you don't do that just by yourself. It takes somebody to, and it takes a community, everybody to get together and do the right thing by something that affects us all. That's how we do it in this country.
Exactly. So this is a big day. You know, it's coming up September the 29th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is Real Men Wear Pink at Brother John's. Now, so are you ready, John?
I'm ready.
For the masses always ready.
That are going to arrive at your doorstep looking for some righteous racks, or should we call them the rap rack? anyway, this is a big deal. I mean, so how does this work? When people come in, do they have to say they're there to support?
No. As soon as we open at 11, from 11 to 4, as many people come in and order food, a percentage is going to go to the American Cancer Society, and it doesn't matter what you're buying, where you're going to buy you know, Sprite, or you're going to buy a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. Okay. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want.
I'm thinking.
I like the latter.
I'm looking forward to trying the buffalo mac and cheese fritters with a blue cheese dip. I mean,
they're not screwing around.
I mean, that's designed to, you know, that's you have to have like five beers lined up, and it's just a really wonderful. They're doing deviled eggs.
I was there for brunch on Sunday, right after church, when my family went over there, and we just downed those deviled eggs like champions.
I highly recommend them with some in-house cured smoked bacon on top. Bacon and eggs.
So everything on the menu. There's no limitation. There's no you got to order from this side of the menu and that corner of the side. Everything on the menu, from a soda to a rack of ribs to everything, a portion of the proceeds from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. again on the 29th is going to go help Mike fight breast cancer with Real Men Wear Pink.
Yes. I'll have my pink socks on.
All right. Well,
I was
going to
ask you.
And, you know, one of the things I like about Brother John's, they're not afraid to throw different things in the smoker.
Oh, no.
You know?
That's right.
I'll smoke this. What's this? Just, you know, everything but, I guess, panfish. You can't smoke a panfish.
Don't give him any ideas now.
I don't want you throwing any bass in there or anything like that.
But cold smoke, maybe.
Yeah, and a lot of folks, it's true. We're getting some locks going. But I tell you, you know, you see a lot of folks, I'm a vegetarian. My daughter's a vegetarian. A lot of people are doing it for whatever reason. Some of it pretty profound and the right thing. But in this instance, if you take, there's a zucchini over there. That'll be good.
Yeah, cauliflower steak.
Steak. We put that in there, and that's a great meal.
Yeah, I'm telling you what.
It's a party meal. My sister-in-law's vegetarian, so that was part of the conditions when we talked to the chef and we built the menu. You got to have... Everybody has a vegetarian friend or a vegan friend, right? So come on down, Brother John's. You can have your barbecue and your vegan friend can have vegan dinner.
Yeah, there's so many different cooking techniques that we just sort of say, well, you're a vegetarian, you can't have any of that.
No. It's a blank canvas. He can do anything at Brother John's. Again, September the 29th from 11 to 4. Now, when I was in there on Sunday, John, you were telling me something kind of cool that you guys are doing with pastrami in the back of the house.
Yeah.
So our brand new menu is coming out. We no longer are doing beef pastrami. Effective a few days ago, all we got is pork belly pastrami. And it is amazing.
No, he says all we have is pork. It's almost like it's not a consolation prize. I mean, that's like the real deal.
It's the real deal.
You can actually, the protein for pastrami executes well with pork.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's amazing. In fact, we did a beer dinner. Tasty Chef put it together. My brother had one bite. He said, okay, we're done with regular beef pastrami.
The primary seasoning for beef pastrami work on a
It
on
does.
A
it's pretty much the same.
So we're looking at
tell same
us about
brine.
That.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell us about that brine.
So the brine basically is 11-day curing slash brine, and you put the meat, the protein in there. But instead of using the traditional brisket, chef wanted to be creative, and we did it with the pork belly, and it came out. It's phenomenal. Imagine your best tasting pastrami with a hint of bacon undertone.
Yes, please. So that's actually available on the 29th?
Yes, it's available. Yep.
Okay, so you heard it here. Go get some of this, probably Tucson's only, pork belly pastrami, nay, the whole Grand Canyon State.
I don't know anybody that does that.
And Brother Justin, remind all of our listeners exactly where you guys are located.
1801 North Stone, formerly known as the Wildcat House, just a little bit north of Speedway on Stone.
And go support John Aldecoa and Brother John's beer, bourbon, and barbecue. Thank you so much, John, for everything you do in the community. We'll be seeing you on the 29th. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the man of the hour himself, Sir Ray Flores from Cerveza's Kitchen and Cantina. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But there's so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild
mushroom, and sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell, and I am here in my happy place because I am live right here, right now at Cerveza's Kitchen and Cantina. We are hanging out, partying hard on Wetmore Road, right near the Tucson Mall, here with our celebrity co-host, host of Tucson Morning News on KQTH, Mike Rapp.
Well, A-team in the house.
Telling you what.
We got a couple of players
you know,
here.
Typically, these guys don't travel together for national security purposes.
Yes.
But they happen to be here at the table right now, and I got to tell you, I mean, how do you even introduce these guys? I mean, no one in our listening audience, they all know who our next two guests are. They all know the story they represent. They all know the culture that they represent. But here telling us about this kind of reimagination of the Cerveza space, our executive chef of Forest Concepts, Gary Hickey, and the man himself of Forest Concepts, Ray Flores. Hola,
amigos. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. We're so excited. I mean, you're just like hours after the kind of the brand shift or the reimagination. What do you people in the restaurant industry call what you just did to
this
space?
Yeah, this is a refresh. It's an update because, you know, Cervezas has had a kind of funny little short but interesting fast history because it started off just as, hey, we're going to do one down on Speedway and throw some stuff up on a wall and we'll ride it out for a while and see what happens. And the next thing you know, these guys came to me and said, hey, we love this. Let's do more of them. And we opened up Tucson Mall. And we opened up Chandler Mall. And then the Phoenix Suns call. And they're like, hey, will you put one in the Phoenix Suns Arena? I'm like, okay. And then Sky Harbor Airport. And then, you know, so it has this kind of weird, crazy history. But in all reality, the store here has always been one of those things where a little bit too big for its own britches. And it needed to do something different. We all know what the retail traffic pattern has done in America,
sure,
right? It's changed. You go to Home Depot now, you better unload everything you just loaded up and check it out yourself because that's the way it is.
Right.
So we saw it coming. We've been watching it. We've seen a lot of restaurants go out of business at the mall, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad. Good people, you know. Twigs folks were really nice. We met them. You know, Brio was gone. I mean, millions of dollars. And we just
millions.
Like, yeah, millions. I mean, probably you could probably say $10 million was lost in those restaurants or more. In within 24 months. California Pizza Kitchen, they're everywhere.
Right.
They didn't make it.
Right.
So we just sat there and go, where is the next world headed? And the next generation, you know, they need something different. We're facing it in our industry. The casinos are facing it with slot machines.
For
the
sure.
car guys are facing it with Uber. It is what it is. So we had to change. Some people aren't going to like it. We've already had some negative press. People are, you know, they said, oh, I hate it. It's not what I want because I want to be served. Well, we'll still take care of you, but understand that the model
not against serving you.
That the model is gotta morph because it's hard to make.
What about
make
the importance of using some of these services right now that'll bring food to your customers and expanding your ability to you distribute?
Hey, look, it's wonderful. There's a lot of entrepreneurs out there, smart guys who know how to do apps and all that stuff. But I'll tell you, it still comes down to service. We had one of the delivery, and I won't name them because we kind of do business with a lot of them. But we had one who showed up the other day, and the guy walked in the restaurant, and he smelled of you-know-what, and he had a cat hair, like, all over him. And I'm going, this guy's going to deliver our food to someone's house?
No. I mean,
and so, you know, they too, like Uber and all the big brands, have got to learn how to deal with the new world.
Yeah.
And people are, oh, I don't like that. And they take a photo of your logoed shirt with a bunch of cat hair on it, and you're holding your food.
And they become an ambassador to the brand by default.
100%.
Yeah.
So it you know, we have huge liability that we don't even know about, you know. And
but you got to stick it out. I mean, you can't just you can't be looking in the rearview mirror all the time.
No,
you've
got to
be going for it.
Look, we sat there and were like, well, should we just ride it out and leave it as is? Because the airport services are doing great. They're
killing
fast.
It. Yeah.
They're fast casual models. We opened one up in Baltimore. We're doing one in Kentucky. It's working because it's beer and tacos and it's simple and it's inexpensive and people get that in an airport. But here, where we started, this place used to be a nightclub. At 9 o'clock at night, we'd have a line around the corner. Toby Keith was rocking. It was a whole different world. Well, all that moved downtown. So then what happened?
Yeah.
Well, then you lose that big chunk of opportunity because it's not coming back. That belongs to downtown. And good. Why are we investing in downtown? For various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But when it changed, it changed fast and hard, and we had to adapt. And this is the only way. So we doubled down.
All right.
Well, my wife tells a story. I was in here literally working, painting, doing the floors with this guy, buddy of mine. And she's like, remember that time you bet 20? And when I was pregnant in Vegas, I'm like, honey, we don't talk about that. And when she meant 20, it was a lot of zeros. So I'm like, yeah, we don't bet that anymore. We put it in restaurants.
Well, when we talk about betting on restaurants, and you've got this place running out of the airport in Baltimore. Now, I know you're not dealing just with folks from Baltimore, but what'd you think about when you put your menu together for the Baltimore airport?
Well, it was a trip. The hardest part was to figure out how to get our food from our locations and things like, you know, Mexican thaleta bread into Baltimore. And we're still not 100% there. But getting tamales into Baltimore and whatnot, that was the challenge. But we figured it out, and we were able to open, and it's before security so people can check it out, and it's a start. It's a real start.
And I know
I got
it's
some
a treat.
Fun partners.
They're
good people.
It's going to be a great treat for them.
Yeah.
So you know, we're going to be talking with Executive Chef Gary Hickey right on the other side of the news break. But what's kind of the one noticeable, big, bold change that people that have not been here since you refreshed, what's the first thing they're going to see that might be just a little bit different?
I think our salsa bars are awesome.
Oh.
I mean these are – and again, we had this car culture thing with Cervezas that was always really important to us because that was the theme underlying it. Those are actually Snap-on toolboxes made by Snap-on. I mean, if you're a car guy, like a Snap-on's like owning the Ferrari of toolboxes.
Exactly.
I don't have a Snap-on toolbox in my house, so they're too expensive. But we have two Snap-on toolboxes that we retrofitted. They're made into refrigerated salsa bars. I think they're killer.
We're going to be talking to Gary about the salsa. As long as you still fix hungry and you still fix thirsty, that's all that matters to me. We're going to take a quick news break, and thanks to our sponsors. When we come back, Ray is going to be coming back. We're going to be hearing about the food side of this delicious story at Cerveza's Kitchen and Cantina, and then we're going to be hearing about the finals for the Tucson Knife Fight.
Oh.
You don't want to miss this. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back, guys.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com. This just in from the On the Menu Live news desk, our friends at Quail Distributing have just announced that they're on the lookout for their next account manager to join their Southern Arizona team. That's right. One of Arizona's premier beverage partners for restaurants and retailers alike is in hot pursuit of a self-motivated sales professional with a competitive edge. Someone with a passion and knowledge of fine wine, craft beer, and spirits who will represent their portfolio with pride. Does this sound like you? Send your cover letter and resume to partnerforsuccess@quailaz.com to be considered for this amazing opportunity to join the team at Quail Distributing, a company that represents some of my favorite brands. That's partnerforsuccess@quailaz.com. We'll be toasting the successful candidate soon on this very show. So get your cover letter and resume to partnerforsuccess@quailaz.com today.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and that is Matt Russell and Mike Rapp, broadcasting live from Cervezas Kitchen and Cantina. You know where the Tucson Mall is. You know where Cervezas is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? And I just have to say, as I do every Saturday, right about this time, you know, I consider it a privilege to run my mouth every week and really talk about the local stories, the passion for those in this community that care deeply about local. You want to talk about a family that cares about local. The Flores family is a culture driven by the local story. And I consider it, as I said, a privilege to sit here at Cervezas and to sit wherever we're going to be next week talking about local. And our sponsors understand this. I want you to get to know our sponsors. I want you to thank our sponsors. I want you to spend money with our sponsors because they get what we are trying to do in this now 10th year that I've been doing this show. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Ambiance Pool Service, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer, Quail Distributing, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, and Russell Public Communications. A big round of applause for all of our sponsors. We are back out with Ray Flores and Gary Hickey hanging out at the newly reimagined space at Cervezas and just loving this whole concept. I think we did our first show at Cervezas at the flagship location.
That's right.
Like
on
within
the corner
weeks.
Bar. Yeah.
And that was years
ago. It was years
ago. And it's just so much fun to see the growth of this brand and the growth of this company. And here's a guy who really is all about growth because everything he touches turns to gold. Oh. And now there's a couple people that are laughing because they might want to have. There's our recurring celebrity co-host John Farlow back turning out.
He's got a golden tasting spoon. That was aluminum when he walked in.
What a great segue because executive chef Gary Hickey is. In the house. Gary, John Aldecoa was saying he just came back from Vegas having a great time.
Yeah.
You actually just came back from Phoenix, and you brought home some hardware.
Yeah, we went to the Shamrock Food Expo up there. We actually, our USDA factory saw about 5,000 people, 5,000 customers. So they had a little chef cook-off up there, the Fired Up Challenge, and, celebrity chef Richard Blaze was there. He was a great guy. We got to have breakfast with him.
No kidding.
And then, we brought home the gold, so it was kind of cool.
So how did that work? Was it one-on-one? Was it single elimination? How did that whole battle work?
It was three chefs and their sous chefs, and then they kind of gave us a chop-style mystery basket, and we just kind of went to town, and we did did real good. My sous chef, Nate Wade, he made this coffee barbecue sauce with Chipotle that was winning, I guess.
Who were you going up against in the finals?
We went through, so it was Northern Phoenix, and we represented the Southwest, so it was Tucson, Phoenix, and then Sedona.
And once again,
Tucson won.
Yeah. Can we say that again? You know what? Another win for Tucson. We talk about the New York Times story.
But it's like the third year in a row. Tucson's taken this, right?
Yeah.
So. I don't think Shamrock should sell food to Phoenix anymore.
Well, part of the big, I think success here is teamwork.
Yeah.
And I think that's how important is in a radio is that I know it's important in a radio station, but how important is it in a restaurant?
Well, I think it's important in a restaurant, of course. It's important in any business, but I think it's important in the community. These guys, I mean, what Michael and what Gary are doing with Knife Fight and that whole community thing, I mean, scrap all the competitive crap out of it.
Just make it better?
Just sit down and make it better. They're making each other better by challenging each other. That's how it should be.
Right.
It's like a scrimmage on a daily basis. Good for you.
That's right. Now, you were talking about Michael. We're going to have him on in a few minutes, and I know that's shorthand because everybody knows Michael in the food community, but for our listeners, Michael stands for the very brillante and elegante Elefante himself, Michael Elefante from Mama Louise's. Now, Gary's pioneering co-founder of the Tucson Knife Fight. You're talking about a guy. The Gary and Michael kind of synthesis is like a big deal in this community because when I watched the drawing for the Knife Fight where you were, writing the names, and that's like the community was really embracing that whole thing, following that.
Hey, don't forget, though, his parents and my parents – They deserve way more credit. They're the ones who kept a lot of this town going when nobody wanted to come here.
Seriously.
Wow. Restaurant association and businesses that didn't make sense on paper, I'm sure, back then. And maybe now it make a lot more sense because of the trajectory Tucson's on. But our parents deserve
glad
a lot of it.
Glad to say that. Madre Padre. Yeah, absolutely. Kudos where it's due. Mm-hmm. I was telling Gary about a few days ago when I saw him bring home the hardware from Phoenix. I'm like, dude, I got to get more storage from my phone because I've got this Gary Wynn gallery of all the things. I had the privilege of raising his hand to crown him the winner of the Knife Fight last year.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to get more space.
Well, Gary was showing me his phone a little earlier here. He says, here's this cat. He could show me a picture of anything. All the trophies. Shows me a rack of beef ribs that he just got in that he's going to show for tonight. He's got these tomahawks ready to go.
I saw that. That's tonight at Charles Steak, right?
And he's like, look at this meat.
Yeah, serious beef. Serious beef. Let's talk about that in a minute. But let's get our audience comfortable with, Ray talked about the setting here, all kind of the changes to the space and the concept. But what does the change from Taco Garage to Kitchen and Cantina, what does that look like at the center of the plate? So talk a little bit about any changes that the cuisine and the menu lineup have seen.
So I think the underlying factor was customization. So we wanted, you come in, you pick, you want a burrito, you want a bowl, you want tacos, how are you going to build that? So we started with the base. We add that. You get whatever you want. It's not confusing. You don't have to go through a long list of menu items. And you kind of build what you want. And then you go sit down, get your cocktail, check out our new salsa bar, you know, get chips and salsa and relax. And, you know, it's no pressure. You know, we're still serving the great food that we've always served. We streamlined it a lot since that's the main thing I wanted to do since I started with Ray about 3 years ago. Hey, we need to make the menu smaller. Yeah. Finally did it. Another win for Gary. Another win.
Like a diner in Jersey before. Let me tell you quick.
Gary's winning started when he joined Ray. The winning started there, okay? I'm good behind the scenes.
Okay, for the let the record reflect.
I don't need a trophy, but let's go back.
Pull the strings.
Let's look at that. Let's look at it a yearly basis. Year over year, Gary.
Yeah.
As my kids see Gary, they walk him and Gary, they say, Gary, where's your labor at?
Yeah. That's what they're
not
know,
even
so.
In the restaurant. Yeah. They're
then
not
we'll,
even
then we'll talk about your fun little project.
There's 7-9, but okay, fine. You won another trophy, but what's your labor at?
So talk about the salsa bar. I mean, I have in my mind what I think a salsa bar should be and what it is, but how do you guys express that?
The presentation we were talking about earlier is really nice.
So we wanted to kind of offer as much flavor as possible. We like I touched on before, we have a USDA factory, and we employ 30, 40 nanas down there, and we task them. Because we can always get in our heads and be like, this is really good, and I love this, but is it authentic? Is it right?
Right.
So we tasked them. They made us about 40 salsas, and we narrowed it down to about 9.
40.
Yeah. So that was a rough day for Ray's acid
palate
reflux.
Record.
Yeah. But we narrowed it down to about 9, and we got a bunch of accoutrement over there, you know, radishes, cucumbers, escabeche, all that good stuff. The chili de arbol is probably my favorite. That's like kind of a classic taqueria style salsa, and then we have the charro steak salsa rusticos on there, so I'm pretty
it's
happy
almost,
that
you know,
made the cut.
I talk to bar managers about when they're deciding what beers to put on their horizon of handles. There's almost like a science that defines how many IPAs do you have? How many stouts? So when you're doing salsas, you're going. How many did you say you started with?
We started with about 38.
38. You're down to 9. I mean, that's no easy job to say what salsas do we want this to stand for.
And it was still crunch time right before opening. I mean, we had one that we were pretty solid on, and it in
literally crunch time.
And ultimately, it didn't make the cut. We went with something a little bit spicier because we didn't have the right spice level we were looking for. So we ended up putting a habanero on there instead. And
how's that work? Price wise. When you come here and do the salsa bar, obviously you want to do that as part of your larger dining experience. But if someone wants to come in here and have a few beers and just go big and bold on the salsa, can you do that as well?
Yeah, go ahead. You can get your beers, get a big size of chips. We're not charging for refills, so you can help yourself to salsa bar and go to town.
You just said to 10 million people that you don't charge for refills. Now that we need Ray's nodding. We need another hour to address that issue because that comes with its own convictions.
You also got a comfort factor in here too as well. This is a very comfortable place to bring your family, whoever you'd like to come down with, make a nice date place for your young. I'm looking at they've taken these screens, big screen TVs, and put frames around them just to make it a little more homey.
It's a lot of fun.
It's
and I'm looking at how many tap handles there are. It seems to me that the TV screen tap handle ratio is just about even. Yep. I mean, for every tap handle, there's a corresponding television screen.
Beautiful thing.
So has Cervezas ever kind of been the home field for any particular team, either NFL or Major League? Because we Redskins fans, really. I mean, I don't want to begrudge. Oh, the Steelers
when Gary was here, it was Denver.
Yeah, when I was working here, it was Denver. Yeah. Definitely, it was orange and blue.
I don't know Nelson and Trent. He's got his Redskins thing down in Speedway and Campbell. But we Bills fans need a nice comfortable place to hang out. All two Bills of us in this town. But anyway, as long as we're talking
get Fina to come down here.
Get John Fina in here.
Get up off your butt and get down here and sit down and bring some fans.
Well, until football season is over, his son's
he's all about Sal Point.
5-0. Oh, South Point Lancers. But as long as we're talking about kind of freshening up space, Nancy and I went to El Charro Ventana, which is our neighborhood El Charro, and we saw and felt an experience that was new there as well.
Yeah, that was a big project. We've been waiting to remodel that for about 2 years as there was an asset change. The new owner of the whole shopping center, they kind of drugged their feet, and we waited and waited. But we literally replumbed that entire restaurant. So there's a... Most of the work and money is under the ground or on the roof, but otherwise, which unfortunately in restaurants, that's usually the case.
Right.
We did all that, and then we repainted and freshened up, extended the patio, which I've wanted to do since we were,
it's a huge,
since we were out there, because you get those beautiful views of the mountains there up beyond Bavitana. So, yeah, I think it came out really nice.
But the thoughtful architecture, so, you know, listeners will know that there was kind of that little wall in between the dining room and the bar with a little banquette for people to kind of sit when they're waiting for their table. So they've reimagined that space. The wall came down. There's this community dining table now with the bar stools kind of wrapping around where we were sitting at there last week.
Fun.
And that's just exactly what that space should be. Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Much fun. So we're going to be talking with Michael Elefante about Tucson Knife Fight here, and the finals are coming up. But give our listeners a sense of what Tucson Knife Fight is all about, because I think this is, when it comes to kind of community grassroots in the chef and mixologist world, Tucson Knife Fight kind of stands for itself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Michael actually approached me with the idea. It's been about 3.5 years now, and we kind of wanted something that wasn't a clickbait vote for this person. It was on your merits. You were nominated by your peers to compete. Mm-hmm. It ended up being more than, you know, 4 or 5 people. It was, you know, 16 people, and it was just like, the first year was just like, oh my God, all these people want to get involved, and it's a great platform, because you'd have line cooks going up against executive chefs, and I mean, there was upsets weekly, and it was just craziness, and this year, the outpouring of support from, you know, the community, having people in the community come up and say, hey, we want to be a sponsor, and we want to offer
very
stuff
organic,
for you.
Yeah,
and it all started, we kind of didn't know what we were going to do while people were cooking, so we had a bunch of gift cards, and we were like, oh, we'll just auction them off, and we ended up raising, you know, money in the middle of this thing, and now we have a 501c3, and we're actually helping people in the community, and it's all legit, and it's not just two guys on a Monday night putting cash in their pockets.
Wow.
Okay, so the word legit is probably a great segue to what is happening right now, because your very talented team has just dropped off some. Now, I don't even know what to call this, Gary Hickey.
That's the king of the road taco salad.
This is a taco. Okay, so this is a taco salad.
Yeah.
In a taco shell.
Yeah.
I feel like if I pick this up, it's going to be like a scene from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Well, I mean, this is the biggest taco I've ever seen in my life, Mike Kraft.
The only person who can hold that and make it look normal is Shaquille O'Neal. You have to be at least 7 feet tall and weigh 300 pounds. And my goodness, boy, there's abundance here.
So what else? We're gonna taste our way through this gallery of goodness, but you've got this taco salad. Tell us a little bit about how this is fashioned, because this is almost beyond words.
So we actually take a 14-inch chipotle tortilla, fry that as the taco shell.
A 14-inch
tortilla.
So that'll
put it in perspective for the listeners. Then we stuff that with shredded lettuce, our mesquite grilled carne asada, pico de gallo, and chipotle ranch. So basically, king of the road, man. It's the biggest taco salad out there.
It's kind of funny. The minute that bad boy got dropped on the table, out came the phones. People are like, it's like you know, taco paparazzi.
Yeah. You got a little crema on this. Tell us about that.
That's just a chipotle ranch.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that salad actually made its way to Echo. It's actually on our menu in the MGM. MGM loved it. They saw it. It's been in some of their advertisements.
Oh, no kidding.
Got them some nice press. But I want to scoot over, and Gary, I want you to talk about this bad boy right here, because this one's got a lot of legs right now.
It's an extraordinary, good-looking tamale here.
That's actually our Ola hemp. I know I've talked to you a little bit about it.
Yes.
So that's our new line of hemp food products. Hemp's a huge, huge, it is the superfood. It has more nutritional value than, you know, chia and all that other stuff out there. And one day, kind of like things happen, Ray's like, I wonder what we would have if we make a hemp tamale. And so I obviously Googled it. Couldn't find one. We finally found one on Pinterest that some lady just put hemp hearts on top of a green corn tamale. That's not what we were really looking for. So we stripped it down, took out the lard, took out the fat, took out all the bad stuff, replaced it with good stuff, nopalitos, chia seeds. There's secret ingredient in there I can't really tell you about. But,
flax.
Flax.
Oh, we'll break it down.
Yeah. Olive oil.
cold pressed olive oil, all that good stuff. So, I mean, what you're looking at right there, it's got as much protein as a 6-ounce piece of salmon. As much digestible fiber as 10 strawberries. I mean, it's
what?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
This is my first hemp tamale, Mike Kraft. I'm so excited. So this is,
and it's vegan.
It's vegan.
Yeah. So 100% vegan tamale.
This dish kind of is it's symbolic of what this company stands for. I think, you know, when we go back, we talked about Charles Steak, and we did the radio show there. We were talking about, you know, deconstruction as the concept, and non-GMO, antibiotic free, all that. The kind of gluten free. Wow. Story, you were one of the first out of the gate to say yes to the gluten-free crowd.
I had to. My daughter's gluten-free. My mother's gluten-free.
Right.
My mom has lupus, so she had to start eating that way a long time ago. So we were doing gluten-free before it was
now,
cool.
Now, what are the key edible ingredients in a hemp
Well, obviously, we started with masa, pure corn masa. And we whipped that till it was air light, and then we tossed in toasted hemp seeds, flax seeds, chia, nopalitos.
Oil?
Cold press of olive oil.
Yeah, okay, lovely. It's kind of like it's a symphony because I'm getting so many wonderful fresh flavors that are kind of working together to create this new, the kiss of heat at the back is just gorgeous.
What's the texture like? I'm going to try it.
Just absolutely soft and pillowy, and it just kind of melts in your mouth the moment it hits, right? Mm. So very effortless to take this down. Just beautiful.
It is lovely.
So hemp has a place on the table and on the menu.
Absolutely.
At Cervases. Okay, we're going to make our way through the tasting, but the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a Cervases gift card for themselves. We do the trivia question every week. Have you thought about something fun that we can ask our listeners today?
I'm not going to give the answer. I always blow this. I always give the answer before, you know, so I'm not making one up.
All right.
So we have a brand up in Las Vegas that we love to death, and if you're ever up there, please say hi from back home. Ray had mentioned it in a little bit ago. So I think a gift card to Cervases mentioning our brand up in Vegas.
Okay, great question. Okay, so the Flores family is behind a great brand in Las Vegas in Sin City, and we want to know the name of that concept, the name of that restaurant. If you think you know the answer to the question, shoot me a note right now. onthemenulive@gmail.com, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to get, this is where we see Mike's got a mouthful, so he can't say, you're not eligible, is going to get a Cervases gift card. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thanks to our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about what has been placed before us, and then we are going to bring on the very brillante and elegante Elefante himself, Michael Elefante from Mama Louise's. We're going to be right back, folks. Stay
Hey friends, you've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live.
Yeah.
Todd Russell, and we are having a great time at Cervases Kitchen and Cantina right by the Tucson Mall with our celebrity co-host Mike Rapp from 104.1 KQTH Tucson Morning News.
What an extraordinary spread. We've seen this, the tacos, and we've seen these magnificent nachos from heaven, the world's largest taco, which is actually a taco salad, and it's extraordinary. And there's some Sonoran-style hot dogs.
Yeah, Gary, talk to us quickly about these two dishes before we get Michael on here.
These are Cantina nachos. That's actually the car club style, so a little bit of avocado, bacon, mesquite grilled chicken, and chipotle ranch.
And I did everything car club style in the old Cervases concept, so I'm glad you're keeping tradition
alive.
We're
still keeping the car club alive.
Gorgeous plate of nachos. It plates beautifully, lots of color, vibrancy. And what do we got going on over here?
That's our 3-to-1 all-natural beef Sonoran hot dog. So we wrap that in applewood smoked bacon.
Nice.
That's the Mexican hot dog bun that Ray was speaking about earlier.
That you can't get in Baltimore.
Yeah, you're not getting this in Baltimore. Not yet.
Yeah, we've tried everything. The house-made charro beans, our jalapeno salsa, mayo, and mustard, of
course. Okay, so this is, you know, all of these photos are going to be up on our Facebook page, on our Instagram gallery of goodness. Follow On the Menu Live across all social media properties. And here is a guy who runs quite a property himself, because he calls Mama Luisa's home, and he is executive chef Michael Elefante. Yeah. How are you, brother?
I'm all right. How you doing?
All right, good. Can we hear him back at the station? Yeah, because we got a new headset on for him. Is he good?
We're good.
All right, he's good. I can hear him. So,
yeah.
Good. We're going to hear back on from the mothership if we can't hear him. But anyway, so we got all right, why don't you – yeah, why don't right. just to be sure. Oh, is he good? Oh, we're good. We're good. Oh, sorry right. about that. Right. Knife Fight, Tucson Knife Fight, the finals.
Oh, yeah. The finals,
are coming
man.
Up. When is that going to happen, man?
October 1st. October 1st at the Playground. Cocktail Fight starts at 8:30-ish.
No,
9. Oh, 9? Yeah, you yeah. Get there at 8:30.
Okay, right.
That way you get started, get
have
warmed
a cocktail.
Up.
Right.
And we get ready
okay.
to party.
So you got
fun.
You got the mixologists going up against one another. Who are the finalists in the Knife Fight on the beverage side?
We actually got Alfredo Aguilar from Charles Steak.
Of course.
And then Ryan Hoffman from AC Marriott.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll
okay.
be awesome.
Those dudes know mixology.
They yes, know what they're doing.
So this was, and I've seen Alfredo do his work. I haven't gotten to know Ryan very well, but this is going to be one for the books, I think, because these are like high energy, thoughtful, you know, scientists when
yeah,
it comes
absolutely.
To putting a great cocktail together. And then the event of the hour is happening when two chefs are going to go up against one another in the Tucson Knife Fight 2018 finals. And yep. who are the finalists, Michael Olivante?
Well, you got the man standing to my right.
Gary Hickey.
The legendary Gary Hickey.
In one corner. Who's in the other corner?
And then you're going to have Rod Ledesma of PY Steakhouse.
Absolutely. Who has a chocolate chip cookie tattoo, by the way. Ask him the story behind that. But anyway, Rod Ledesma and Gary Hickey, this is going to be a big deal.
Yeah, when we did the drawing originally, I didn't want to say anything, but... Like, after when I stood back and I looked at the brackets, I was like, this is the fight right here.
This is the fight.
I called it. This is what I was saying. And this is going to be a good one.
Wait, you know,
this
Knife Fight, is there a crew?
No, it's you versus the other chef. It's straight up. You know, each chef brings a secret ingredient.
And a knife.
And your own kitchen tools. You know, so each chef brings a secret ingredient. Then the hosting location supplies a secret ingredient. You got 15 minutes to shop for your for all your fixings to,
right
you know, to do your dishes down in the walk-in of the hosting location, and then you got 45 minutes of just straight up cooking to see what you can do and out cook the guy.
And
so.
when you are a spectator at this event, it's so much fun watching the chefs think. And I was there last year at the finals, and I just watched these guys. Gary, you went up against
Tim Marshall.
Tim Marshall, right? And just watching the two of you approach the science of food, you know, preparation and thinking on the fly, and watching all this kind of come up almost spontaneously. Serving it to the judges. Who are the judges going to be for the finals? Do we know yet?
We have Travis Peters from the Parish.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Mark from Tucson Weekly, Metal Mark.
Home Skillet, right.
And then Beef Vegan from KLPX.
All right, so you won last year. What's your secret to success this year? What's gonna give you the hardware for me to have to go out and buy more storage for another Gary Wins photo?
It's all right here. So last year he did the Liver Foundation charity dinner, and I saw him the next day, I think, and the spoon fell out of his car, and he's like, "Dawg, you keep that."
Keep
it. I haven't lost since he gave it to me, so I have it with me all the time. But preparation, I was a big proponent of it. This year was the year of the women chefs.
Yes.
They came in and they brought it. I actually went up against Chef Doma from Hub Ice Cream last week, and she's amazing.
I love her.
Squeaked out a win against her, but yeah. You know, she asked me, what should I do? And I was like, I make a list of what I'm going shopping for so I don't get distracted. You know, take time.
Yeah.
Make sure make your dishes 12
there it
minutes.
Is. And just let it go.
Yeah.
Michael,
yeah.
We talked a little bit earlier about the charitable aspect of Tucson Knife Fight, because everything that you do has a philanthropic spirit that kind of grounds what you do. You're doing some work with Hospitality Helps. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So we partnered with Hospitality Helps. You know, the main goal is to basically give back to the community and give people – you know, a chance to get back up on their feet if they've fallen down. And so everything that we raise at all these, you know, we get a bunch of restaurants to donate gift cards, or, you know, we get alcohol, you know, liquor sponsors to donate bottles of wine or spirits and that. And through all these raffles, we, you know, save all this money and bank it. And then as soon as, you know, something happens, you know, a restaurant sends us a message, you know, like said, you know, one of the last guys we gave money to. You know, their apartment had burned down.
And so,
you know, he pretty much lost everything. So we gave him, you know, a bunch of money and was like, here, you know, try and, you know, get your stuff back together.
This is what Ray was talking about earlier about these guys getting together and elevating the community.
That's exactly what this is all about. Again, the date and the time and the location of the Tucson Knife Fight Final.
October 1st. Be there at 8:30. Playground rooftop.
8:30,
beautiful spot.
Get a cocktail, get a great seat, because you're going to see some award-winning mixologists go against some amazing chefs. And a lot, multiple award-winning chefs to see who gets to walk away the victor. Again, Michael Olivante from Mama Luisa's. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Executive Chef Gary Hickey, my brother from another mother. Thank you so much for everything you do. Ray Flores, the anchor for Flores Concepts, and my good friend from Tucson Morning News, Mike Rapp. Thank you
so much
for everything that you
appreciate
do.
It.
Remember, go to Brother John's Beer Bourbon Barbecue on September the 29th from 11 to 4. A portion of all the proceeds are going to benefit
Mike Rapp
and his Real Men Wear Pink
fight against
breast cancer for the American Cancer Society. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it is Matt Russell and Mike Rapp. Reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Come on out and see us at Cerveza's.